USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
14 children and one teacher were killed in a mass shooting at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott announces the suspected murderer, 18-year-old Salvador Romas, a resident of the town, has been killed.
Mr. Romas, the shooter, he himself is deceased and is believed that responding officers killed him.
A 66-year-old and a 10-year-old have been listed in critical condition in San Antonio's University Hospital. President Biden is ordering flags be lowered to half-staff in honor of the victims of the mass shooting at the school. Biden also set to address the nation tonight just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Continuing coverage of our top story, more details are emerging about the location of a South Texas elementary school shooting which left at least 14 students dead. Police say Robb Elementary in Uvalde has second, third, and fourth grade classes. Second graders are usually between the ages of 7 and 8, while fourth graders are between 9 and 10. Reaction on Capitol Hill coming in from the mass shooting, including Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
It is truly horrific. There is nothing more evil than violent criminals who target children, and especially young children. There will be a lot of time to examine what steps could have been taken proactively to enhance the safety and security of the school. Right now, all of us are just grieving horrifically at yet another act of evil and mass murder.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Michigan governor's race on the Republican side takes an unexpected twist.
And then there were five. The Michigan Elections Bureau says five of the 10 Republicans running for governor failed to file enough valid signatures for their nomination. Those include James Craig and Perry Johnson, along with Michael Markey and Donna Brandenburg. In related news, Captain Michael Brown has taken himself out of the race. The Board of State Canvassers will meet Thursday to consider the Bureau's findings. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A new report is discussing sexual misconduct allegations.
An independent report is outlining the mishandling of sex abuse allegations within the Southern Baptist Convention. The Guidepost report says survivors of abuse by clergy repeatedly shared allegations with the SBC's executive committee, only to be met with resistance, stonewalling, and outright hostility from some on the committee time and time again. One of those survivors, Anne Marie Miller, told PBS NewsHour that the report's findings isn't a shock to her.
I'm so glad that tangible steps have finally occurred after decades of this, but reading the report, unfortunately, nothing was really a surprise.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Trailing 3-0, the Dallas Mavericks host the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference NBA Finals tonight. The game tips off just after 8 o'clock Central Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.